Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keep on competing.
And the New York Giants move to 5-1.
Anytime you win in this league is big, but we got to start expecting stuff like this.
I'll tell you something, folks. This New York Jets team is for real.
Some people need to see it happen. The more it becomes a visual, the more you start believing.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down and listen live. And if you have a phone in your pocket, you have us wherever you are live. You don't have to wait for the podcast. Of course, you can always download the podcast. We're also on ESPNU, and we're presented by Progressive Insurance. Guys, Yankees-Guardians Game 5 delayed until today. Coverage of Game 5 on ESPN Radio starts at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. We will be getting into that. Of course, Yankees fans are on pins and needles right now. I believe they have the better team. They're at home. But the way baseball works, the Dodgers are at home. The Mets are at home. The Braves are at home. Any one of those teams could have advanced, but they didn't. So that's the nature of baseball. It's and at this point, it's like March Madness with a one-and-done situation for the Yankees. So, of course, I'm nervous about tonight. Hopefully, the Yankees are still playing baseball tomorrow.
I know. Good morning, guys. We got Jessica Mendoza coming in at 8:45 on our show. I saw her in the makeup room. She's super excited. She told me there was a lot to break down, even yesterday, Max, for your Yankees and the rain delay. Mm-hmm. There's a lot to get into around that.
There is. What does this do to the pitching staff, the whole thing? And
Nestor Cortez.
So hard to say, Key. It's almost like what you say about, like, sometimes in football you don't want to score too fast, right? Because then your defense is winded and it's not complimentary and this and that. Baseball, it's funky sometimes. Like, now you get a better starter, but now Nestor's not available out of the bullpen. Maybe with a guy like Taillon, as soon as he gets into a little trouble, you yank him anyway. Maybe you're going to let Nestor go a little longer. Maybe you trust him a little more. Maybe that can backfire. Now you don't have Nestor to get those critical outs in a high-leverage moment. Who knows if this is a benefit or a detriment? It's impossible to say at this moment.
No, you just don't know. But Boone, obviously, the skipper, has to figure out what it is that he wants to do, because you got to not only think about today, you got to also think about tomorrow when you advance. If you advance, now what do you do in your opening day or your game one, game two starters?
Keep that graphic up. See, this is what I mean, Jay. See how it's an instant. Nestor's better than Taillon.
Tell people what you mean when you say see.
So here it is. Nestor, Cortez, Taillon, we're seeing side by side the stats. They've pitched around the same number of innings, Taillon a little bit more. Nestor has a lower ERA by a run and a half. He has a lower walks and hits to innings pitched by a nice margin, and he has a lower batting average against by over 50 points. So he's the better pitcher, but here's the thing. Imagine you have an ERA that you can apply in a certain situation, right? Mm-hmm. Like a 4.5 ERA means you're giving on average up one run every other inning. So if it's a guy on second base with fewer than one out, you don't want to bring your 4.5 ERA guy in there, right? You want to apply your low ERA guy there. So in the beginning of the game, when it's nothing, not high leverage yet, you want to see how it goes. Maybe a guy like Taillon, you could take him batter to batter, see how he's looking. Okay, I want my best arms in a game like this in the highest leverage moment. There probably come a time in the game, Key, maybe it's the fifth inning, maybe it's the seventh, man on second, you're up one run, one out, their best hitter's up. That's when I want to bring in my relief ace. And that could have been Cortez if he didn't start. It can't be now. Mm. So it's hard to say, even though he's better than Taillon, maybe he pitches more innings if he starts.
Why couldn't it be Cortez?
Because they're going to start Cortez instead of Taillon because he has an extra day rest.
What makes you think they're not going to start Taillon?
Because Taillon is a lesser starter, so now that they have the extra day rest, they're likely to pitch Cortez. I don't know if that's been announced yet on 3 days rest.
I think you see, pitching Taillon and bringing in Cortez later on, that makes the most sense.
It might.
Yeah.
It
makes
might.
The most sense.
Well, that's what we're talking about. So much can transpire between yesterday and today, and that's what goes into the whole gamesmanship of it.
I mean, right. If Taillon got in trouble early, see, this is what I mean.
If Taillon gets in trouble early, you
yank him.
You can go to Cortez. Yeah, you can go to Cortez. But so it becomes almost like a bullpen game.
Exactly. Because if Taillon happens to be getting these outs, they hit it at a guy, he strikes a guy, all of a sudden you're in the third inning, the fourth inning. Now he gets into a little trouble. You have all those innings eaten up already.
But if you go with Cortez and he gets into trouble,
Now it's a problem.
Now you got a problem. Because you got to go back to Tyon.
You got a downshift and a higher leverage. What's the matter?
Upshift.
See, right now we don't have the knowledge. Well, it's an issue of knowledge, right?
What?
Upgrade. It's a matter of knowledge. Right now, we don't know what's going to happen. But once a couple innings are in, now you have a sense of what to do. But your hands are tied if you start Cortez, which they might. Anyway, the road to the World Series, as I mentioned, goes through ESPN Radio. Guys, ESPN front office insider Mike Tannenbaum joined us earlier and explained what the Giants, we're going to get back into the Yankees, but what the New York football Giants need to do at wideout. Listen to this.
Unless they go out and get, to me, Odell Beckham Jr. or trade for another receiver, they don't make enough plays in the passing game. They deserve a ton of credit. I love Brian Daboll. I'm just saying, like, to really make a meaningful playoff push, if we had a bet today, I would take Minnesota over the Giants just from a standpoint of, like, while I trust Brian Daboll, love what they're doing, just think Kirk Cousins and Justin Jefferson can make more plays, because that's what this game is about. Like, who can make more explosive plays?
I don't believe that. Just because I get that the star power on the Vikings, it pops off the page differently than the Giants. But there is something about execution and strategy. And there's a big part of me that still, look, I picked Minnesota to win their division this year over the Packers. If you look at the teams that they've beaten, they haven't been the juggernauts, right, of the NFL. But they found ways to win games close that they lost last year. It still doesn't just make me think that I would take them to have a deeper run than the Giants. I still believe in the way the Giants into which they play. And at the end of the day, I think I believe in Daniel Jones more than I believe in Kirk Cousins. I don't know if I was willing to say that last year.
Yeah, I agree, down the stretch, I think I do too.
I don't know that I believe in Daniel Jones more than I do Kirk Cousins.
What's your gut say, though? It's the fourth quarter of a game. What's your gut say?
You know, I'm gonna stick with Kirk Cousins.
Really?
Veteran
he has more of a book on him. Yeah.
Veteran quarterback, got good receivers. It's just his situation is
so let's
better.
Talk about receivers. Situation I thought Wandell Robinson, who's a second-round pick, everyone's like, huh, you got Kadarius Toney already. It's redundant. They don't like Toney. You can see it. I think they like Wandell, and he started to flash a little to me, like maybe there's something there. Second-round pick, they didn't get him in the seventh round, right? Now Mike T brings up Odell. I don't know if Odell could help him this year, because he's got to get back from injury, see what he is. But if you have him under contract going forward, you add him to a receiving core, maybe next year you find out about Daniel Jones, right?
Why are we looking to find out about Daniel Jones next year when his contract is up this year, Max?
Because I've already decided, watching Daniel Jones, I'm extending him at least a couple years.
So why would you need to – if you're going to extend him a couple years, you don't need to make a decision on him next year. You got to make a decision on him this year.
Not right, but I'm saying the decision has been made, as far as I'm concerned, for me. I'm giving him 3 years, 75 today. Let's see if he takes it, right?
He's not going to take it.
But let's say he does.
Yeah.
Okay, what will he take? Okay, what's it going to take to sign Daniel? You're his agent.
Probably, he's probably going to be in between 25 and 30.
Okay, I'll give you 3 years, 90.
Okay.
Okay, fine. So we got Daniel Jones signed up.
So if you're giving him 3 years, 90?
Yeah. Because he's going to be at 20-something next year anyway.
If you're giving him 3 years, 90, because you did pick up his fifth-year option, which would have been – probably 20, like you said, whatever that
26
number is,
something,
whatever the number would be. So you're adding a couple more years, a little more money, sort of like the Ryan Tannehill situation. You've already made the decision he's your quarterback going forward.
But I don't know if he might be like when it's not. It's
you
also
gave
about
him
getting
commitment. You
it's
gave
also
him
about getting better as a team. Like Josh Allen wasn't fully formed until he got him Diggs.
We're not signing Odell Beckham right now. For next year. We'll deal with him next year.
Well, you help me at the end of this
year.
But,
Max, we can't sign him to a multi-year deal because a lot of our cap has already been eaten up by Kenny Galladay. So that's where it becomes a little bit problematic. You still need to take
we can figure that out.
You still need to take a long-term approach to the Giants.
I think right now you can probably get
they've
Odell
gotta
on
go
the cheap.
Out there. They've got to go Odell.
You think Odell will settle?
Let's just get Odell out y'all system. Odell Beckham Jr. is not coming back to the Giants. Just forget about it. It's over with. It's done. Not happening.
Nope.
They
got
to go out there and they got
to
acquire somebody. Who's that guy that they acquire?
DJ Moore from Carolina?
Well, first of all, it might be in the draft, but if it's this year, like the draft seems the best
you're
place to get a number
and one.
One.
You're not punting on this season.
Of course not.
You've got to address the receiver issue. Please. You need an alpha dog before the trade.
That's what I'm saying, Key.
You got to find somebody. Who? You got to find somebody. Somebody on an expiring contract that has like maybe 1 year left of guaranteed potential money. That is a guy who, you know, you need a big dude
Like, if I'm the Giants, I'd take a look. Let me call New Orleans if they start to go south. Let me call New Orleans and see if Michael Thomas is available. And you're going to have to pay him. You're going to have to give him
money.
Hold
on 1 second. Just give me 1 second. Key, is Michael Thomas available?
I don't know that to be true.
I'm going to need Michael Thomas to be healthy before we can pay him.
Let me again.
Don't get mad at me for saying you're getting his nephew paid off an injury.
You're gonna go and you're going to look at a situation like that. You're also going to look at a DJ Moore. You have to get a guy like a DeAndre Hopkins that was wanted new money in Houston, and they said, well, we're not going to pay you, so they moved him to Arizona. Arizona gave him a new deal. You got to find a guy like that.
Okay, Jay. Michael Thomas, I want to stay with your nephew for a second. Michael Thomas, Jay, is available, let's just say, and the Giants can make a move for him, but we don't know about the health. I'm doing that. I'm doing that right now. Are you?
I would want to, but I'd be very hesitant.
But give me a better number one receiver. They need a number one. They need an alpha.
I get it. There isn't a better option. I don't know what that means durability wise.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta find somebody that has 1 year left on his deal that you gotta extend, that their team is kind of going south.
Oh, we are joined now. He was one of my favorites, and that's the Giants won a couple Super Bowls. Brandon Jacobs, former New York Giants running back, two-time Super Bowl champ and predictor of this Giants season. Brandon, I didn't hear anyone else talking about the Giants. We're going to have 10 wins, but you were on this show before the season started, and you picked them to have 10 wins. Before we get to any Odell question, anything like that, why did you pick the Giants to win 10 games this year?
Well, because if you look around the league, Max, if you take a look around the league, there's no really, you know, teams. And I've seen it toward the end of last year, or like other than the playoff teams. But there's no real, you know, there's no really dominant football teams out there except for the Philadelphia Eagles, who's dominating easily, looks like. You know, they had a tough time with Dallas on Monday night, but or Sunday night, whenever they played. But there's not a lot of teams out there that I see that's doing anything better than what they are, you know. And I've been looking at this since last year, and I looked at their schedule. I mean, the people on their schedule, I mean, there's nobody except Philadelphia that's truly dominating, and that's what I went off of.
When you look at this team, though, I figured that they can possibly go, and I look at their schedule, 9-1 over the next 10 games. Is that a possibility?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I definitely see that. You know, I think when Dak come back to Dallas, I think we're going to split with them, you know, to be honest with you. And Philadelphia is showing some signs, defensively, they didn't look too great the other night, but, you know, Dallas just couldn't capitalize off their mistakes. But I definitely think we can split with both of those teams. And quite frankly, I think they can go all the way and compete to win the NFC East.
Two-time Super Bowl champion Brandon Jacobs from the New York Giants joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max. Brandon, we were talking about, obviously, nobody's punting on the season now that they're 5-1 being all in. But you know, we get the running game, right? We get the duality of Daniel Jones, and we get that, you know, dual-head monster, Daniel Jones, Saquon Barkley. But the lack of options in the passing game. Who should the Giants make a move to go get as it relates to a wideout, or should they not make a move at all?
Well, I mean, right now, it's hard to say, you know, not to make a move, because you do need somebody in the air to take some pressure off of Saquon Barkley, obviously, and Daniel Jones, someone he can throw the ball to. We've had some young guys step up and do good enough for us to win, and Daniel Jones isn't really getting us beat. But as far as the person, man, we got Tony, who seems to be on the injured list all the time, and Galladay, I'm not sure what's going on with him. So I can't really say, but I think I heard you guys talking earlier, and Keyshawn said, you know, he made a comment saying that, you know, the story is over for Odell. He's hurt. You don't know what he can come back looking like, and I do love Odell. He's a dynamic, explosive wide receiver. But DeAndre Hopkins, he stands out to me. Mm. Yeah, I think the Giants should kind of make a play for
him.
Yes,
please.
He's the guy he's done it year in, year out. You know, I think the Giants can make a play for him. Him and the Big Apple would be a thing to see with Daniel Jones. I mean, I believe he's a Michael Thomas, But again, injury wise, you don't know what he's going to be dealing with, as far as being on the injury list. But I think that's two names right there that you can throw out. I mean, all these other good wide receivers are in a good place, and set in. They got these big time contracts, so you got to find a guy that's almost done with his contract.
Talking to Brandon Jacobs, former New York running back for the New York Football Giants, two-time Super Bowl champion, the Juggernaut, Brandon. Here on Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio. Brandon, I've seen what I need to see from Daniel Jones to do the following, okay? I've seen him play good, solid, steady, sound football, pick up yards with his arm. He could spin it with his legs. He's without a dynamic receiver, in spite of the fact that Wandell started to flash, I think, in the last game. And most importantly, Brandon, I see him outplaying the other guy in the fourth quarter, right? Doing what he has to do in the fourth quarter, playing very well. I want to extend him. Now, not a top-of-the-market deal, but I was thinking maybe if it was today, could I get him for 3 years, 75, right? Even if he doesn't wind up being the franchise guy who can take you to the Super Bowl, and I'm not saying he can't, but just in case, he's still better than any other option over the next year or two, right? What do you think about extending Daniel Jones right now? Would you do it?
I'm on board with it, absolutely. And that deal you mentioned sounds really good. Sounds really good. 3 years, $75 million. You got him for another 3 years at least to give him a little bit more time to grow, to get some weapons around him. But what bothers me about that, you got so much money tied up already in Galladay right now at this point, and then you got Saquon Barkley up. What do you do? What's going on with Saquon? Will the Giants bring him back? I've never known them to throw a lot of bread at the running back position. I'm not sure what this new regime feel like. I don't know what their opinion is on the running back position.
They would have spent a lot of money on the running back position. You could have gotten a full-size 27 jersey behind you. They underpaid Brandon Jacobs so much he had to get a mini 27. Look at the size of that thing. Brandon? What is that?
Listen, you see what's on there, right? You see what's on the front of that jersey?
Yes. Super Bowl.
You see that, right?
I do.
You see that? What's up there?
Not only do I see it, but I thank you for it. Believe me.
Brandon,
you ain't buying no drinks if you're around me. Trust me. Trust me. No, I thank you for it, too. Trust me.
Go ahead. So I was going to say, though, Brandon, understanding your history of the franchise not giving bread to the running back position, do you think that this new regime and Joe Shane and Brian Daboll will change that mark to – I mean, literally – there's nobody else other than, and Daniel Jones makes me sort of have this feeling a little bit as of recently, but Saquon Barkley gives me the feeling that he is the heart and he is the soul of this franchise.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, Jay. I definitely agree with you. I would definitely, I like Daniel Jones a lot, but I would definitely get Saquon Barkley done. I would not let him test the market. I would not let him even come close to trying to go somewhere else. Buffalo is looking for a good running back right now, and I know they can probably throw the book at him, but I think it's Saquon Barkley all day that you make your guy on your team with that type of money. That, everybody got that guy. I think he should be that guy on the Giants. I think Zeke got 4 years or 5 years for $85 million or something like that. I think McCaffrey got something around the same. There's no way, shape, or form that Saquon Barkley isn't worth what they're worth because he's better than both of them. Mm. There's no question about it.
I think he's the
Brandon
best in the
Jacobs,
business.
Former New York Giants, two-time Super Bowl champion, joins us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Brandon, which running back here in the New York State is having a better year or are you more impressed with? Breece Hall or Saquon Barkley? And don't just say Saquon because you're a Giant.
Say because it's the truth.
Yeah, that would be the truth, but I'm not saying Saquon because I'm a Giant. I mean, look at the stats. Everybody always say numbers don't lie. Men lie, women lie, numbers don't. Numbers don't lie in this situation. Saquon Barkley is the best running back in New York. Saquon Barkley, if you ask me, he's the best running back in the National Football League. Saquon Barkley is the best running back that you're going to see touch a football in the next 2 or 3 years, watching any level of football, anywhere, anytime. There's no question about it. And that's not because he plays with the Giants. It's not because he's my guy, It's not because any of that. It's because it's true. The numbers don't, they just don't lie.
You know, what about team wise, the Giants or the Jets? Which one of the two are the better team?
I'm going with the Giants. I'm not going to even hesitate on that. I think the Jets are playing really good defense. I think the Giants are playing really good defense as well. I mean, both winning ugly games offensively. Be a low scoring game. One of those four field goal type games. I think the Giants pull it out.
And just remember this about the stats at the end of the year when they're talking contract with Saquon. However many touchdowns he has, add two. Because I'm giving him one for the one he didn't run in, which sealed the win. Like, they would have won anyway if he ran it in, but he left them no hope by sliding, right? Not Nick Chubb run it in. He didn't run it in. And I'm giving him a bonus touchdown for being a team player for doing it. So he should be paid two touchdowns over whatever touchdown total he winds up with, speaking of numbers.
Man,
Yeah, go ahead, Brandon.
I said when he did that, I guess it's just my mentality. You get paid to play defense. Your guys get paid. You mean Justin Tuck, you know, OC, all those guys, Antonio, all of those guys, you guys get paid to go out there and stop the opponent. I am punching this one in. I don't
care about it. Stop it.
I'm punching it in. You guys got to go out there and stop. It's a two-possession game. A win is a win. It's 1 point or 10. It doesn't matter.
I liked what I saw from Saquon. He's being sacrificial for the team. That's
Absolutely.
Right. Brandon Jacobs, two-time Super Bowl champion for the New York Football Giants. Some of the best memories of my whole life, Jay and Key. Thank you, Brandon.
Number two.
All right, BJ.
All right, BJ.
He's the only one who...
You guys be good.
He's the only one who predicted 10 wins for the Giants. Predicted 10 wins for the Giants.
I predicted 9 of 10.
Yeah, you said that they could win. You said seven.
I said 9 of their next 10.
Oh, yeah. Now you're saying 9 of the next 10.
He predicted it.
If they win 9 of the next 10, I'll give it up, Key. I don't think they're going
to
win 9 of the next 10.
Party.
No, 9 of the next 10 based on their schedule. They got like the Jaguars and the Texans and all these bad teams.
Guys, it's similar to our discussion about the Giants. What do we need to see from the Jets before we're convinced that they're a legit team in the AFC?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Green Bay has struggled this year, and I'm starting to worry about them a little bit.
Hand off Dylan. Fumble the football, and the Jets have it.
That's the most impressive performance by the New York Jets in a decade, and it has the potential to be the beginning of something truly special.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, ESPNU. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Key has been dreading this moment all day. He's very scared of Robert Saleh and his receipts. He doubted the Jets early, but Robert Saleh has receipts on him.
I'm just saying, Michael Kay and I talk about this all the time. You guys were against the receipts comment.
Yep.
Michael Kay and I were for the receipts comments because we like when coaches show a little personality that it actually does bother
them. I'm against the Jets. Not the receipts.
That's fine. That's fine. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. I'm pro-Giants, anti-Jets.
I got to be honest. I'm for Robert Saleh winning. I want to see him win.
I would like to see him win too, because I like a you know, someone who's like attacked and everything, even if it's by me, giving everyone the comeuppance. I like it.
Even getting, if it's by me.
Yeah, I like it.
Well,
I like that.
First of all, no one attacked Robert Saleh. Okay?
A little bit. I'm paid to do a little bit.
I'm paid to do a job and to assess one's organization and their team. And he is the head coach of a struggling New York Jets team all the way back to last year. At the time, the Jets were not winning and they were not playing good football. Since then, they've won about three games straight. They beat the Green Bay Packers. Let's not get all pom-pommy now because they're sitting at 4-2 and they got a good record right now today. Let's not go crazy.
But that's exactly the point. Robert Saleh is not going crazy.
No, he's not cashing
if
receipts
anything,
yet. No.
No,
when New Yorkers
about,
are going crazy and Robert Saleh
like
is saying,
you, Jay,
No. I'm just saying receipts. I just bring up receipts. I'm not going crazy. If anything, Robert Saleh is being the one saying, hey, everybody in New York, let's come back down to reality for a second. And these are smaller things that we need to assess. And this is how we need to approach the game.
In retrospect, Key, I think what he did with the comment was draw the heat to himself. I think he knew enough to know if I say this, people are going to jump on me. We did. And it takes pressure off his team. Now that his team is winning, and the reason I say that is because now he's pushing a different button. Now the button he's pushing is, now everyone, let's keep it steady. Let's not get too hyped that we're winning.
He's doing a good job of whatever philosophy or metaphors he's using. That's cool. Okay?
As long as you just gotta keep winning, huh?
There's 11 more damn winning. Games yeah. to go.
All right, speaking of Michael Kay, Jay, you brought it up. Using the host of another show to bash Key and me, your brothers in arms.
Yeah, you guys. That's what we do. That's what brothers do, right?
Michael Kay, who is the voice of the New York Yankees on television, was so Robert Saleh was on his show, Jay, on the Michael Kay show, and listen to what he said.
That's more for you guys. I know the messaging. I know what we believe. The focus is finding ways to get better. We got to go to a Denver team that beat the brakes off us last year. And yes, they have a new coach and a new quarterback, but for the most part, it's the same football team. And so there's a lot of different things that we've got to be able to prove to ourselves. And the only way we can do that, the best chance we have to proving that is by preparing day in and day out and understanding that we haven't done anything yet.
So, Jay, who would you rather have, Daboll or Saleh, by the way?
I'm biased. I'd rather have Brian Daboll.
I would rather have him too, but I am biased, but I'll tell you what. I'm the type where if I see the other team has something better, I'll admit it.
But it's also, in this case. I'm biased because I know what the quarterback situation is of Daniel Jones.
Yep.
And seeing the foundation that was laid with Joe Shane and Brian Daboll and seeing the ultimate input like from Josh Allen, like I like that combination for where Daniel Jones is and this organization.
He is not biased. I would take Daboll, and it's nothing against Saleh. I wanted the Giants to hire Saleh when they hired Joe Judge. Saleh was the guy I wanted for the Giants.
Why?
But listen, you got the D coordinator from an excellent defense. I like the cut of his jib, man. I liked what I was hearing about
his
him. I preferred him to Joe Judge came out of the blue, right? Like, where did that come from?
Of course I would hire him before Joe Judge.
Who would you hire? Who do you think is doing a better job, Daboll or Saleh?
Different jobs, different situations.
Who would you take as coach if you had to hire? That was the only two. The owner, you're the GM, but the owner's going to make you hire one of those
You don't know him already? That's his way of not answering your question.
Let's
two
see.
Different organizations.
First of all, he asked me the damn question.
Right.
He didn't ask you, Jay.
All right, Mr. Sensitive. Go ahead.
So don't chime in when I have the opportunity to speak for myself.
Let Key talk for once, Jay. Jay, will you let Key get some airtime for once? You can hog the mic.
It depends on the situation. If I'm looking to develop a young quarterback, I'm probably going to look for more of a offensive-minded coach for Zach Wilson and company. If I got a stout defense, then I'm probably looking for Robert Saleh, Rex Ryan, that sort of feel. If I'm completely hitting the detonator to blow up the entire building because Joe Judge has completely ruined, along with your what was the other guy that won you other the
what
other
building?
Year? Yeah, that guy,
Dave Gettleman.
Then I'm probably looking for Joe Shane and Brian Daboll
because
it's a package that comes together so that the Giants can rebuild. Now, they both have done a tremendous job thus far, more so Brian Daboll because his has been since day one of this year. Robert Saleh's kind of been from day one of last year, and he took a whole year to get to where he's at now.
Commissioner Jay Williams, hold on. Commissioner Jay Williams has awarded Max and Key, we're co-owners of an expansion team. We don't have any players yet, nothing, but we're going to hire, we're the GMs. We're going to hire a head coach, and the owner has told us it either has to be Sala or Daboll. Who are we taking as head coach?
Well, Keith? I'm gonna take Sala because my general manager is Joe Douglas, so I'm going to take Sala.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
And I like what Joe Douglas has done. Assembling the talent and putting things around.
I'm surprised. I take Daboll, but okay.
And he moved Jamal Adams, if I'm right, didn't he move Jamal Adams for 2-1s? That was him.
Yeah.
That wasn't McCagney.
No, that was Douglas.
That was Douglas.
I'm pretty sure.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
So that fits in there.
All right, let's take a listen to Robert Sala right now on the Michael Kay Show talking about changing the culture for winning.
95% of people live in belief where you've got to see things happen. So, yeah, even for our team, as hard as we try to coach and as hard as we try to close our eyes to see things that other people can't see, there's still a whole bunch of people, even in this building, that need to see residual effects of your work. They need to see fruits of our labor. And, yeah, when you win, it shows what the group is capable of. You just have to keep the main thing and know that it's not always going to end that way. And it's not always going to be perfect. But if you continue working, you keep doing the little things and you keep sticking to the process, you'll be happy with the results more often than not. And it's been great 4 times out of 6. And if we want more of it, we've got to continue keeping our head down and working the way we've been working and understand we've got a long way to go and it's not all going to be pretty and there's going to be some rough times and we're still going to hit adverse moments. You got to stick to your process and trust everything that we've done and trust that it'll be good.
See, I give him a lot of credit. Just, I think it takes a minute to reset a culture. And I also wonder, you know, for the Giants, if a guy like Saquon Barkley wasn't healthy this year, will we have the same kind of sentiment about Brian Daboll? Like, will we have the same kind of patience about this team not living up to expectations?
That's a good point. I think that his point about process is a well-taken point, right? I get it. I get what Coach is saying.
Process.
But what I will say is this. Time is not infinite. So the idea that when people don't see the fruits of your labor, they question you? Yeah, no kidding, because eventually, no matter what your process is, you must get results. You must get the results. And by the way, so far, the Jets have gotten them, and so have the Giants. What team does the rain postponement from last night, Yankees Guardians, which team does it help more? Is it the Yankees or is it the Cleveland Guardians?
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
So, boys, who do you think's feeling themselves more? We got Philly fans or New York fans?
That's easy.
I feel like it's Philly fans,
right? Philly fans by far because the Knicks weigh down the city. Jim Dolan and the Knicks weigh the city down.
This segment
is like
was
an
not
anchor,
for you to go
like
on
an albatross around
okay.
our neck. It's true because they got the Sixers and New York's got the Knicks, and so they feel better about themselves.
Sixers, Phillies, Eagles.
I mean, Yankees and Giants, Eagles
more,
and Philly,
people,
whatever.
I think probably Philly fans feel like the Phillies are going to go to the World Series. The Eagles are going to wind up in the Super Bowl, and there's a strong chance the 76ers. Or in the NBA something. Finally.
76ers have a chance.
Where,
the Knicks have
where
no shot.
Nothing in New York. The Knicks doesn't have a shot.
The Nets.
The Yankees, people don't feel good about the Yankees. Like, whatever about the Yankees. And then the Giants and the Jets feel like it's fake. It's not real.
Yeah. I mean, it's easy. It's
see, I have to educate you guys about your own state.
Well, the difference between New York is such a massive market. It supports two baseball teams, two football teams, so the resources of the city are divided. Philly, all the resources go into one baseball team, one football team.
But see, I look at it a little bit differently.
And there's
only
one football team in New York, and they're upstate, and it's the Bills.
Yeah,
well, that's what I'm saying. You know,
the other two teams are in Jersey.
Bills have a legit chance to win the whole thing.
Yeah, but
that's New York. I'm like Key in Los Angeles right now. Yeah. Like, his Dodgers are out. He's like, go Angels. Whatever the team is.
No, I will never say go Angels.
You said it on the text. I saw it on the text message.
That was tongue in cheek.
No, but you said it.
Don't share or see this dude.
I share it all the time.
Always talking about personal stuff that goes on our text.
You bring up personal stuff every day on this show.
I do not.
Yes. Why are you talking with your hand on your hip? It's so defensive all
the
time.
Jay's always studying the body language to see if someone really means what they're saying.
No, I do not.
What do I do?
You cross your feet. You cross your feet. You cross your arms. You go, Marr.
With my arms and feet crossed.
What do I do? I start going like this in my knees.
You start wobbling your knees.
Start wobbling my knees.
But after tonight, we don't even have to talk Yankees.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, hold up. Time out.
Come with us, Max. Come with the
Mets.
Nah,
man. I'm
Dodgers.
Not going into Come the abyss with y'all.
The Mets never had. They've been done for a month.
Hey, listen. You lost to the same team we lost to, okay? I don't want to hear anything
Yankees about to advance. Please, baseball gods, don't punish me for that hubris. I apologize. And then Yankees about to advance.
Then we'll take Aaron Judge off your hands.
No, and everything
will be fine. Go ahead. Tell me about Babe Ruth, Max.
Yeah.
What do you want to know? I'll tell you anything. What do you want to know?
20-plus world championships. Yeah. Tell me
Bernie
about
Bernie Williams was great. Yay.
Don't tease me. Do you know how long I've had to wait to see a 28th World Series?
The captain was the
I'm
best
shortstop
in the history
of the game. I'm stuck on 27 championships. First of all, combine all the Dodgers and Mets World Series. You're not half of the Yankees. 27.
I'm going to tell you, more than half of them, I wasn't born.
Okay. All right, even since you
and
were
it
born.
Wasn't no brothers playing baseball back then.
Even since you were born.
Wasn't no brothers.
You were born in the 1800s. Will you stop?
Wasn't any brothers.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, the Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Now ESPNU. The road to the World Series goes through ESPN Radio. Catch all the postseason action presented by AutoZone on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. And we are joined now by the always excellent Jessica Mendoza. I'm sorry, I'm going fast. Jessica Mendoza, ESPN baseball analyst. What's up, Jess?
Oh, so good to be here. Are you kidding me?
So good to have you here.
I was kind of hoping we had a Yankee game last night, though, so we could really either talk mad crap to Max anytime the Yankees are playing, or he'd be celebrating.
We're still alive.
See, Max is really nervous, Jessica. This is what he's trying to do. He's trying to say, like, I'm really hyped up. We're still alive. It's another day. But I'm trying to tell you, he's biting his nails.
No doubt.
I am texting him every hour on the hour leading up to the game.
No doubt. Listen, it's baseball. Anything could happen. One game, the whole season comes down to. Of course, I'm nervous.
This moment was huge, though. Huge. I mean, you got Nestor Cortez going. I mean, what was going to be a bullpen game for not a great bullpen? I mean, advantage
can
Guardians.
Can it still be that, though? Because if you go Nestor Cortez, and all of a sudden, for whatever weird reason, he gets rocked a little bit, now you're going to have to go to the pen.
I mean, it's going
to be. Opposed to starting Taillon and getting him rocked, then you got Cortez to slow it down.
That's well. Cortez though can go a little bit longer though today.
But
getting the start is huge for him to be able to have a little bit of length. And no matter what, it's going to be a bullpen game just because it's a winner take all. So they're going to throw in, like, you're going to see every single arm, any possibility. But now you have Cortez starting instead of Taillon, which I feel like just starts them off on the right foot.
But, Jess, given all your experience in the game, what I'm saying is, like, the closer was always nonsense. Like, you can't get three outs before you give up two runs with no one on base, right? Like, you know, most people can close, a psychological thing. If you can hack it, you can close.
You make it sound so easy.
No, but save
has a history. He went 7-2 exactly. The other day.
The save was always a dummy. It was a stat for dummies. Saves like this is how Billy Beane ripped teams off. Right, he'd rack up a lot of saves with a mediocre pitcher, trade him for something good. But the relief ace is a real thing.
Yeah.
The person who comes in high leverage, Jessica, runner in scoring position, fewer than two outs, tie game, you're up one, right? What I liked about Nestor out of the bullpen is you can go batter for batter with Taillon, see maybe you could squeeze 2, 3, 4 innings out, then you have Nestor for a higher leverage moment. What about that idea?
I mean, I like it except for the fact that I feel like Cleveland was going to score early. Like, I feel like that's what they were going to do. The momentum was going to get started early, and then they've got the dudes. If they have the lead, it's advantage Cleveland because they actually have the back end guys where the Yankees lack in. So you're thinking, yeah, I get it. Get Nestor in that high leverage. What if the game's already over? Like, I think the game's over once Cleveland scores early and the Yankees don't. I mean, it's so those first few innings are so critical because the bullpen game is real and the Guardians beat them.
You like what you saw from Clay Holmes last time out? Wandy Peralta looks good, but Clay Holmes?
Yeah. I think his command is still off. I mean, I'm still not totally sold that he is like a closer. He's not. I mean, ever since that injury, I feel like in the time off that he had, and honestly, all the drama and all the talk and everything that we've mentioned with Clay Holmes, he hasn't been the same. And I think Wandy Peralta is actually a more trusted arm. Yeah.
I guess I would call it the new face of baseball in Aaron Judge, because so many people for so many years, you know, it was about. What's my guy at the Angels?
Mike Trout. Mike Trout.
Yeah, it was all about Mike Trout, But now all of a sudden it's Aaron Judge. For some reason, if the Yankees don't advance, how will this reflect on Aaron Judge? I mean, I wouldn't put it on him, but how do you think baseball and people out there would say, well, he didn't do enough to advance his team?
He got him here. I mean, he carried him in the second half. And I think the fact that everyone has an understanding, there's a lot of people watching October that don't watch during the regular season. And so when they've heard about Aaron Judge, like, dude's been hitting, like, oh, he's past Babe Ruth, Roger Maris. Like, they expect him to do that now here in October. But to understand that this offense was lacking the whole entire second half, and he carried them on their back to get to this point. So regardless of what the Yankees do, I mean, the dude can absolutely do everything you need him to do, especially moving to center field this year. He's a free agent. I mean, he's going to get paid no matter what.
No, of course he's going to get his money, but from my history of just – October is so special for those moments of baseball players. And so far, no good for him in the month of
October. Know what I believe this is the anniversary of, speaking of October? Reggie Jackson's 3 home runs in the World Series against your Dodgers. But, like, that's when Reggie Jackson became Reggie Jackson, right? If in New York, you got to do it in October, Jess.
Yeah, no, I agree, but I feel like this team needs more than Aaron Judge. And, like, I feel like, yes, he could get a big home run. I mean, he's been striking out left and right. He's had bad at-bats. He's pressing. He's putting all that pressure on him. I think it matters more as they get deeper. Right now, if they don't make it past Cleveland, I don't think it's Aaron Judge. I don't think anyone puts it on him. I think it becomes a bigger storyline overall of why the Yankees didn't have anyone to pitch. Mm. Like, that to me is the story. Now, maybe I'm too in it, but Aaron Judge, unless they keep going and he keeps struggling and he doesn't have that moment, they're in the World Series and Aaron Judge is still now at that point 28 strikeouts and – then it becomes more of a, okay, what's going on in October?
Well, it would probably be more of a stress situation when you get into October and you get into the playoffs and he's not doing well. Now I would look at it more as a stress thing. I'm trying too hard.
Jessica Mendoza, ESPN baseball analyst, joining us here. So, Jess, who is the favorite right now? If the Yankees don't get by the Guardians, who is your favorite to win the World Series?
I mean, the Astros are like the last team hanging from like all the dominant teams that we saw throughout the regular season. I get right now regular season really doesn't matter. We can talk Dodgers and Mets and all the teams, the Braves that have fallen that have been great. But the Astros showing what they did against Seattle, and I think a lot of people weren't really paying attention because, first of all, a lot of people don't like the Astros. Seattle's a team that like no one knows a whole lot about, but they are an awesome young team that could have beat them twice the way they rallied back. I mean, I just love that Houston Astros team as far as how well they're put together. And honestly, been dominant for a decade and just I get 2017. I get all the things, but come on. They've lost so many players and they're still winning.
Last time I saw a team rally like the Astros just rallied, it was like they knew what was coming, and it was the Astros in 2017.
Let's talk about a real team, though, Jess. The Dodgers, 111 wins. Dude,
nobody cares about the Dodgers.
I care.
Yeah. This is her team.
Jay, do me a favor. Do like this.
I'll lay out. Talk about your team.
Keep your mouth closed,
you're
buddy.
Right. Buddy.
111 wins. How disappointing.
It hurts. It hurts not from like an LA fan base or just from the sport. Like, what are we doing in the regular season? Like, when we're paying attention and getting excited and 111, there's only two teams in the history of baseball,
What are the Padres like 84? What did they win? Like 84?
88?
Yeah, so that's I'd rather be 88 and doing what they're doing than 111 and at home.
But it shows you two dominance. I mean, Dodgers dominated Padres. I did three of those series, and literally watching those series, they never even showed up. And so you're thinking, coming to the postseason, I'm like, this is going to be like, they win the first game, and I'm like, it's going to be a sweep. It don't matter. You get to October, and it's the teams play differently. But what I get sad about is more for the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we need more help as a sport for 162 mm-hmm. as it is. All the competition, and we could talk about, you know, the game time, everything. But to me, if you win 111 games, you win 102 Mets, you talk about the Braves, like, and now you lose so quickly, like, what's the point? Like,
What do you think the Dodgers, quickly, before we run out of time, what did they do? Was there anything fundamental on the team that would have helped in a short series in terms of construction? Just luck of the draw?
Craig Kimbrell. I mean, that was a failed get. Unfortunately, they didn't get the closer they thought they did. They traded for him. Look at what Josh Hader did for the Padres.
Sure.
The second, bottom of their lineup.
Hater.
They didn't have any production from the bottom of their lineup.
Yeah. We probably shouldn't have moved on from Kenley either.
I would have liked him to stay. But Miguel Vargas, their young guys that they had on the roster, they never gave him an opportunity.
Jessica Mendoza, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, Jess.
No.
The road to the World Series goes through ESPN. Radio coverage of Yankees Guardians Games 5, 3:30 Eastern, then Game 1 of the NLCS Padres Phillies. Coverage starts at 7:30. Which team is having a more surprising season, Giants or Jets?
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.